Thank you, Val, for that very powerful first set. I'm sure we've got a huge audience here. I can see over 100 people are logged in at the moment, and I'm sure that's because, like me, they've been a long time waiting for a new collection from you. And this is an incredible and really unique collection, really thoughtfully set out in a number of sections across the book. Welcome, which we started the first set with, is such a perfect introduction to that whole collection, welcoming the reader in. And the poem that I know you're going to close the set with tonight, The Colour of My Dreams, are the perfect bookends for this collection. I just wondered if you could tell us a little bit more about what the inspirations for the collection were and how you went about compiling it.
Well, yeah, sure. Not long ago, I wrote a book about animal poems, and I had written so many poems that there were too many for the book, and so I had quite a lot of animal poems left over, and I thought that's enough for another book, but I didn't really want to do another animal poem book, so I thought maybe I could use some of those in another collection. But and as I was going through the notebooks with all the poems in, because I write in notebooks, and there were all sorts of different poems on different subjects, and I thought, yes, that would be good to have a collection of different poems. But I didn't really want to lump them all together higgledy-piggledy, so I thought I might put them under different headings, and then that's what I did. And one of the things that inspired that actually was the fact that when I went into school, teachers would often ask, "Have you got a poem about this?" or "Have you got a poem about that?" because they were doing subjects, and sometimes I would say, "Yes, I've written one," but I never could remember which book it was in. And so I thought this would be a good way to for me to remember, as well as for the readers to know where to find the poem. So that's what I did. I made the different headings, and but the arrangement of the poems was entirely the genius of Janetta at Otterbury Books. She decided where each poem should go. I didn't have very much say in that, only in the headings and the poems under the headings.
And the first set of poems that we just saw share such a fantastic insight into the range and the breadth of the poetry that you actually cover in this collection. You've got poems that are funny, you've got poems that play with words and language, you've got those that offer insights into bigger world issues, and those that speak to children's direct experiences, and including those that are quite emotionally resonant for children as well. What do you think it is that's important when coming to write poetry for children, and why do you think poetry is such an important genre for them?
Well, I think to write for children, you have to think like children. So it's important to connect with the child inside you, to try and remember what it was like to be a child, and to be aware of their concerns and interests. And also the language is important. The language has to speak to the child, so it's important, especially for younger children, to use language which is simple but not simplistic. And it's fine to challenge children with language, but not it has to be judiciously done. And the other thing about writing for children is that most children's books are bought by adults, not by children themselves. So the books have to appeal not just to children, but to the adults who are buying them. And did somebody say that writing for children was easy? Well, why is it important for them? Poetry does several things. One of the things it does is it appeals to the emotions. It's all about getting you to laugh or cry or be thoughtful, or moves you to tears or to laughter. So it's all about feeling, poetry. And so what it does is it helps children to connect with their own emotions, and to understand these emotions that they are going through. Because it plays with language, it's a very good way of developing their language. Yeah. And it's also giving them meaning in their lives, and it's poetry because it's not pinned down by rules the way that prose is, like sentence structures and things like that. There's much more freedom for children to express themselves, and so it really helps with self-expression for kids. It's good for children who are reluctant readers because it's an easy bit of writing for them to connect with, and the rhythms and patterns in poetry also appeals to them. But it's also very good for more confident readers, and challenges them to just explore and experiment with language. So those are some of the things it does. It does a lot more, but we won't have time tonight to go through all of those. But suffice it to say, it's really important for children to be connecting with poetry.
And you've already talked about the genius of Janetta Otterbary in helping to put the poetry collection together. And I think one of the other genius things that I'm waiting to find out more about is the combination of you and Ken together. Because when you look through this book, it is the perfect marriage of words and pictures. How did the decision for Ken to illustrate the poems come about? And how did your partnership work when you were publishing the book together?
Well, it's interesting because couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago now, Ken and I were in Belfast together. We were doing a reading together. And afterwards, we were talking about working together on some project. And we were very excited about doing that. And then we went about our business and life carried on and nothing was done. And then when I did this collection, Janetta really wanted an artist like Ken, and so she suggested Ken, and I thought, wow, whatever is to be is will be. And it was really lovely working with him, because I have not a artistic bone in my body when it comes to artwork, so I can't even draw stick men, so I didn't know anything about it, but he was so open to suggestions and so willing for us to work really closely together on the artwork, and that was fantastic.
Ken, is there anything you wanted to chip in on there?
Yes, I mean, again, it was down to Janetta being in the middle and seeing the possibility here. She didn't know that we had kind of had that conversation some years back. And so I jumped at it. When she's asked, I just jumped at it. It was fantastic. I said, great, we talked about it. This can happen. And then the only bit of direction I had was to not illustrate the punchline of each poem or the end of each poem. And of course, when you're trying to come up with visuals, you're often thinking of the thing that grabs you, which often in a poem, and a short poem especially, is the end. It's like, oh, that's what it's about. And so when I saw that, I was like, okay, it's easy to say. And so I kind of reworked some of the ones that I had been kind of working with. And I found that it was quite good to do that. It was quite liberating. And it opened up the rest of the pieces. The other thing was that for the first time, I think, in a book, I was working digitally. And I've been trying to make the digital work look like painted work, if you see what I mean. And that meant, you know, I thought that was a bit of a gamble, but I think they look okay. So I was quite pleased with how the whole thing came out. And obviously, when you're working with people commenting, and if you're painting on paper, it means starting that painting again, which you can often lose some of the energy that you may have put into one or two strokes. So this way, you know, you're just sort of working in a way that made it a lot easier to edit and keep going and keep the feeling and the freshness going. But all in all, I think it was fantastic first poetry book that I've ever done. So I was really, really excited and really pleased.
I know we're going to come back to you in the next Q&A section to find out a little bit more about the illustration, Ken, but now I'm going to hand back over to Valerie for our second set of poems.